Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest, excuse me, today is Mr. Gary Gillespie, Executive Director of the Central Maryland Ecumenical Council. And Gary today is going to talk to us about all things ecumenical in Maryland. So welcome to the show, Gary.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming down here. I appreciate it. I know you're busy, and I know you're doing good stuff with the various churches and religious organizations in our area, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the council?
The council is probably over 75 years old. At one point, it was the Maryland Council of Churches that covered the entire state. We don't know why, but eventually it became the Central Maryland Ecumenical Council, and covers basically the greater Baltimore, greater Washington area, the whole central part of Maryland. The council has, through the years, been working to develop, work around the teachings of Jesus, around peace, justice, sustainability. We're moving closer to that in terms of our work. You know, our board has been revitalized it in the last few years. We have a number of projects that we have started and projects we're exploring, including really looking at some of the writings of and work of Martin Luther King around what it would be like in terms of creating a beloved community in the greater Baltimore area. And so we've been having luncheon series discussions. We do a monthly luncheon series on particular issues, and we've had at least two discussions on how we as a community can develop some of the ideals, revolution of values that Dr. King had talked about, and how we can, as an organization, really promote that and study those issues and take action around implementing nonviolence and building a sustainable community.
That's wonderful, because I'm sure our listeners would know that would remember that everything that Dr. King was about was ecumenical.
It was. Yeah. He, you know, his work, I mean, he's had a real large vision in terms of the potential of the faith community to really step up in terms of the teachings of Jesus. He was also influenced, of course, by Gandhi, who was influenced by the Sermon on the Mount and the teachings of Jesus.
Yeah, that's great. What role do you play at the council?
Executive director. And my role is to help develop a working board and sort of implement the programs of the organization, and also do organizing. I have multiple hats in terms of my work.
Great. How long have you been with the council?
I've been with the council in April. It'll be 3 years as executive director. Wow. I've been on the board on and off for about probably about 8 years.
So 3 years, 8 years, you know where the bones are buried, huh?
I do. But I can't say anything about that.
What's your background? You're from Baltimore?
I'm from Baltimore. I grew up in Baltimore County, and I lived in Overly, and then I lived in Hyde's, Maryland. My parents moved when I was young, 14. And so I've been in the Baltimore area. I've worked as a community organizer. I've worked in housing. I worked for the American Friends Service Committee, a Quaker peace and justice organization, for 20 years.
Wow. Yeah, they do great stuff, too. That's for certain. That's for certain. How can someone get in touch with the council?
Well, we have, if folks would like to know about the council, our website is www.cmecouncil.org. Our phone number is, I'm going to have to remember this off the top of my head, 410-464-6194.
Okay. Great. Thank you. And the web?
Again, the web is www.cmecouncil.org.
Yeah, and it's a good website, too.
I do that. I try to keep it up to date.
That's good.
We have partnerships with a number of organizations. Mm-hmm. If you look at our events page, our partners usually list their events on the events page.
Great. I know that the council is really that your membership is really the judicatories.
It is, yeah.
And could you also tell people what a judicatory is?
It's actually the denominations, United Methodist, Lutheran, uh-huh. Catholic, Episcopal Church. And I staff a group that's called the Ecumenical Leaders Group, which are the bishops and executives for the denominations in Maryland. And some of the work that the ELG, the uh-huh. Ecumenical Leaders Group, has worked on in the past years have been the support the Dream Act, repeal of the death penalty, support of the gun safety bill, and currently, which is our largest project at this point, looking at the climate march the other day, looking at climate change and what the faith community can do in terms of reversing climate change, moving away from fossil fuel, and going towards a clean energy future.
Great. Let's talk about some of those things, because
okay,
I know
sure.
they're your major... Would you say they're the major activities of the council at this point?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. Along with Dr. King's?
They're the two areas, and they're mm-hmm. really inclusive of each other, mm-hmm. you know, because a revolution of values also is a revolution of how we live our lives in terms of what we consume, in terms of our impact on the earth itself. And we have... There's actually a two-prong approach. The ecumenical leaders will be supporting a bill in Annapolis to move our renewable from 20% renewables for the state as a mm-hmm. requirement to 40%.
Wow.
Because we think it's possible, but more importantly, we think it's necessary. And CMEC, as part of that, has created Congregations Restoring Creation, which is a new program to work with individual churches, congregations, and members of the congregations to move towards that 40% goal, to sort of create more green mm-hmm. congregations and also help people in communities to go green. And the importance of going green is not only the impact of climate change, reversing that, but also in order to create green jobs and move towards renewable energy in our communities, in our churches. And so it's a large effort we're going to take.
Yeah, yeah. What's been the response so far?
Well, we had a program the other day. In Sunday, there was the climate march in New York where 400,000 people, including my son, marched for really taking action on climate change. At Stony Run Friends meeting in the front yard, CMEC and Interfaith Power and Light and a number of other organizations sponsored an interfaith celebration of creation. And we had 70 to 100 people out on the lawn. Hmm. So it was a good kickoff for our campaign.
Good.
And as we get into the winter, it'll be the legislative season. Uh-huh. And we'll be working on supporting this bill, 40%. But we'll also be working with congregations in terms of greening.
And in terms of... supporting the legislative effort.
And supporting legislative effort in every congregation and really doing a lot of education and awareness work.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like at this point you really need volunteers and congregations to sign on.
Yes.
How can they do that?
That's a great idea. I think if folks follow our website, we have a page that's called Congregations Restoring Creation on our website. And go to that page. We have some educational information. As we get closer to January, we will be putting, you know, information like the bill and ways of supporting the bill and information on hearings. We'll keep people informed through the website. We also have an e-newsletter that if you go to the front page of the website, you can sign up. It's called The Voyager, and we send out monthly notices of events, mm-hmm. but also our programmatic pieces are described in The Voyager. It's actually a pretty lively newsletter.
Yeah, yeah. I took a look at the current issue, I guess it is, and there's a lot of good information in there. good way for people and congregations to kind of get connected with what's going on.
Yes, and we also share information. For example, mm-hmm. one of our partners are the Ecumenical Institute at St. Mary's. We share their information, the Baltimore Jewish Council. There's a number of organizations will send us information and we'll post it on the website.
That's great. That's great. Gun safety.
Gun safety. Yeah,
we supported that. Tell us a little bit about the work there.
Well, that was one thing that the ecumenical leaders were really concerned mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. as part of a spiritual practice to lessen violence in our society. And what they supported was a very reasonable bill and a real effort to keep firearms out of the hands of criminals, out of the hands of people that are abusive. We have all this conversation about domestic abuse, especially after the whole issue nationally around football.
Yeah.
And so it was really the focus on safety, the focus on, you know, creating a much less violent society.
Great. Can someone get involved in that?
We will, again, follow the website. There mm-hmm. is, mm-hmm. In November, there'll be, after the Ecumenical Leaders Group meeting, will be a press conference, and there will be a little more information in terms of how people can become involved in that okay. effort. That'll okay. be November 13th.
Great.
19th, sorry, November 19th.
Uh-huh. And I know that in the Annapolis session that's coming up, the major things you'll be pushing would be the climate change and the gun safety?
Well, actually, it'll be climate change. The uh-huh. gun safety, I think we have created a bill that's working, and I don't think we need to really move further. I don't uh-huh. think there'll be anything in that session that we need to support.
Ah, so could you give us an update on the gun safety bill?
Well, a little bit. You know, from basically all the studies, I think there'll be some information uh-huh. the ELG will be releasing in November in terms of there's several studies that are happening exploring whether it's been successful so far. Mm-hmm. It's been successful.
Good.
You know, the injury rate, homicide rate has dropped, and probably in November there'll be more information.
Good. I'm just a little bit ahead of myself here. Huh?
No problem.
Let's talk about, we got about 2 minutes left.
Yes.
Let's talk about need for volunteers, donations.
Always. We have again, on the website, we have a donate button, mm-hmm. which is very simple if people would like to contribute to our work. We hopefully will be opening a new office within the next month or so, with larger space, and we will need volunteers at that time. Right now, I work in a very small space and a number of coffee shops I work out of, and so we're really excited that at Faith Presbyterian, where I have a desk, we will have an office within the next couple of months.
Wonderful. So the Presbytery is a big part of things too?
They are. They've been really, really helpful. They provided free space, and now we'll be renting from Faith Presbyterian.
Great. That's wonderful. And for volunteers?
Volunteers, I think that we will post again on the website when we need volunteers to actually work in the office. But also we have events, and we have a monthly luncheon series if people would like to come and learn about, you know, a number mm-hmm. of issues. We have worked mm-hmm. with children, poverty, and violence. We had a program. It's the first Thursday of every month. We did a program on nature.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we're about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Okay, the website is www.cmecouncil.org.
Wonderful.
And the phone number, quickly, is 410-464-6194.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you so much. keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
For living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Our guest has been Mr. Gary Gillespie, Executive Director of the Central Maryland Ecumenical Council. Thank you again, Gary.
Thank you.
For living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.